I played football for over 10 years, and I would have freaked out if this would have happened to me. It's our Setting the Bar story on 99.7 EJX. Kelly, this is...
example of what not to do, or a situation we hope doesn't happen to you.
Yeah, so if you can manage to make it through the day without wearing a helmet that a venomous snake has called home, then you're doing okay.
Oh, no, sir.
This is a high school football player in Arkansas.
No, sir.
Wore a helmet during practice for more than an hour... Complained
in an hour?
Yeah, complained to the coaches saying, my helmet's not fitting right. And so took the helmet off.
It was venomous?
Led to the discovery that inside was a venomous cottonmouth snake that had crawled inside the crevices of his helmet and miraculously didn't bite him.
Oh my gosh.
Here's the coach.
The cottonmouth, in my opinion, is probably the second most venomous snake here in Arkansas. If this snake would have bit the child, it probably would have been very fatal.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So now do we add something into the routine of the day? Let's do a helmet check?
Helmet check!
Before practice?
Yeah, wild, because... the video, it shows them submerging the helmet underwater to get the snake to kind of come out.
Okay.
And then it got animal control officers were able to remove the snake and relocate it to a nearby wooded area and say, here, this is where you should be.
Wow.
Yeah.
How humane.
I know.
I know. It's like, okay, come out, little buddy, and then go... live over there. Please don't come and hang out in our helmets anymore. Wild. Something that could have killed him.
You get an ant inside your shirt and you freak out.
Oh, like, ah! That thing's dying. I'm not going to rehome an ant.
A spider crawls on you. You're like, ugh.
Yep, nope, that thing's
could
dying.
Could you imagine a snake in your helmet?
Nope, and I cannot believe it didn't bite his head.
Yeah.
Because probably in the snake's mind is like, hello.
Yeah. So if you're
here, please get out of my house.
Right. You're probably wondering like how that even happened. One, it wasn't a huge snake. Two, there is padding that
in the helmet. Yeah.
Well, in the helmet, but then it there's like a space between the actual hard candy coating of the helmet and the padding. So there's like a space to absorb the impact and all that stuff.
Ooh.
But yeah, snake just hung out there. And was probably like, what the heck's going on?
Probably getting jostled
what
a little bit.
What the heck's going on?
Probably exactly how he sounded.
Hey.
If he could talk.
I mean, it's a southern snake.
Southern snake, yes. Hey,
I just would like some sweet tea.
What in tarnation is happening now?
This is not what I had in mind. I would just like to...
It's sweaty in here.
I would just like to hang out. So again... setting the bar.
That's terrifying.
Yeah, I've played football for over 10 years, and
I don't know
nothing.
If I'd put a helmet back on after that, to be honest. I'm not sure. I think I might suffer some trauma from that and not want to put a helmet back on. Like, I wouldn't trust there wasn't one in there.
Yeah, I'm checking my helmet every single time.
Yep.
That's your Setting the Bar story on 99.7 EJX.